I'm happy to announce that you can now get both of my books as audiobooks read by me. They are available exclusively at my store. Link in the description.
And we start with evolution.
Whoa.
I have a short window of time to speak here, so I'll make sure I get it in before I go. So do we start with evolution first, or where do you want to start?
That's fine.
Okay, so I understand that you research this topic a lot, but here's a question I have in a whole new theory that doesn't make sense to me and most of the scientists. If we came from monkeys, and then we have troglodytes, Neanderthals, right? Explain to me how monkeys are still here, but there are no Neanderthals, no troglodytes.
Why would you do this? Why would you do this? This is... You are a parody of the kind of person that is just willfully ignorant about this, because that is when we want to make fun of somebody that doesn't believe in evolution for bad reasons, we say this is the kind of thing that they say. So you're parodying, you're the version of yourself that we make fun of.
I've had this conversation 100 times, I know where you're going. This is the problem. There's,
I promise you haven't, because this is the easiest to debunk.
We're going with the theory,
and because it's the most common trope, it's the one that has the most data to debunk it.
Listen, bro.
Why are you talking?
In entirety, because we're going off the theory in entirety, not certain sections of it. The entirety of the theory is that we stem from monkeys.
Do dogs come from wolves?
Other single cell organisms. Pause. Other single cell organisms.
Do dogs come from wolves?
Billions of years to process.
Okay. Do dogs come from wolves? You're muted. Do dogs come from wolves? Oh, brother, stop crying. Listen, do dogs come from wolves?
I'm not crying. I'm not. Okay. First of all.
Whenever you don't say yes or no, you will get muted. I promise you that it'll be like this until you either give up or leave. Do dogs come from wolves?
I started off with the...
No, you didn't say yes or no. Do dogs come from wolves?
Notice how he didn't answer my...
And you're not saying yes or no still. Do dogs come from wolves?
Brother, in a debate, I asked...
Do dogs come from wolves? I'm proving how stupid your question is, just in case you thought I was being bad faith.
So if it's stupid, answer my question first.
Do dogs come from wolves?
Wow, that's crazy. So you're gonna...
Yes, you are. Do dogs come from wolves?
Notice how your chat is not moving.
Okay, so I'll do this for you.
You're getting cooked.
Yes, dogs do come from wolves, meaning the coexistence of a species and what it comes from is not a problem. Now, there are more reasons why your question is idiotic, but that is we're going to start with that.
It's not an idiotic question.
So do you understand?
The theory in entirety. The theory of evolution in entirety is that single cell organisms somehow got onto land, then became monkeys, and now humans are here. So I'm asking you, where are the Neanderthals? Where are the troglodytes? How are monkeys
They're
still
dead.
Here?
They went extinct, and we didn't come from Neanderthals.
So we came from the monkeys. They gave birth in one generation to something that became humans, and then the other one stayed around?
We literally just went over this. Dogs come from wolves, but wolves still exist. How is that possible?
Because the genetic mutation was closer to theirs. Us from a monkey to a human is so far gone that it wouldn't even make sense that Neanderthals and stuff would still be
here.
Now
I have,
but they would be,
now
though.
I have to tell
like,
you...
You'll be able to see
Now I have
them,
to tell
right?
you reason number two why your question is stupid.
What about Archipedicus? Hold on, wait.
Now I have to tell you reason number two why your question is stupid. We didn't come from any currently existing monkey. This is the first time you're hearing that, isn't it? You think that evolution means that that chimpanzees one day turned into humans, and so you're wondering why there are still chimpanzees. That's not what happened.
Neanderthal troglodytes in between the monkeys. Stop it. I'm asking rational questions. Where are the people?
No, you are not.
The monkeys and humans, evolution.
They're extinct.
Stop the cat.
Did you know that Homo erectus is extinct?
So magically and conveniently, they're gone now. They just don't exist, but we know they exist because some guy.
According to your view.
That's stupid, dude.
According to
you
your
have
view.
More faith than Christians. You literally have more faith than Christians.
According
you
to
stupid.
Your. According to your view.
A guy, they died.
According to your view of how this works, they have to turn into something else, which means they have to go extinct. The thing that you're saying, I just kicked you out because you wouldn't shut up, but please come back because I'm not done yet. This is actually pretty funny.
We're getting cooked, brother.
The reason
You actually mess with intelligence. I will slaughter.
So, in order for them to evolve, the thing they used to be has to cease existing. You are answering your own question.
Okay, so monkeys still exist. Look how... Look at this guy. Look how.
Okay, so then you said, but monkeys still exist. So earlier when I said, we didn't come from any currently existing monkey, you said, no, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about the thing we evolved from. We don't come from currently existing monkeys.
Sounds stupid. I don't know exists. Happened to come around, but it just conveniently died off before we had.
How can somebody that constantly has their own dick in their mouth be constantly talking? How do you talk with your own dick in your mouth?
Because you're dick writing something called a theory of evolution. That's having more faith.
How do you talk with your dick constantly in your own mouth?
Because you're dick writing.
It actually sounds you're totally articulate.
Something that ends with theory.
You either got a big mouth or a tiny wiener.
To this day,
how are you do? How do you do that?
Oh, now you're insulting me because I have dick in my mouth. Huh? You see this? Yo.
It's an insult. I was impressed by how you're able to constantly and clearly articulate with your dick in your mouth.
I am more educated than you and your entire chat. I've read
Name
books
one book about evolution. In fact, name one book you've read that isn't the Bible.
Are you fucking... You honestly...
Chat, it hasn't read one book other than maybe the Bible, but I doubt it's read that either. Name one book you've read. It can't name one book. Name one book you've read.
In which subject?
Name one book you've read.
I will tell you a plethora of books and tell me which subject.
A plethora of books? Yeah. Name one book you've read.
You know what a plethora is? You know that word?
You said plethora.
Magnitude?
Name one. Just name one book that you've read.
You see how he's trying to...
Chat, it can't name one book that it's read.
Pick a subject and I would
bro's mortal enemy was popcorn reading.
That's crazy.
Popcorn Nasa.
Now we can cook. Let's insult the person.
Teacher, can I go to the bathroom?
He keeps telling me to my mic so I can't
name
speak.
One book you've
this is
read.
The funniest part about people like you, bro. You are arguing a theory. So you have to have more
just
faith
name
than
one
who
book.
Believes in Christianity.
It's not hard. Read what? Name one book.
Name one book. Which subject? Give me a subject. Quantum mechanics.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, go ahead with quantum mechanics. Tell me none of the books you've read about quantum mechanics. Nassar, tell me none of the books you've read about quantum mechanics.
You're trying to insult me because I brought up a point you couldn't argue, and now instead of talking about the topic, you're.
You told me, you said, give me a subject, and I gave you a subject. Quantum
Whenever
mechanics.
Whenever someone loses the argument, most
Name
of
zero
this,
of the books you've read on
Only
quantum mechanics.
You're a bitch, bro. Like a bitch, bro. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to fall into
name
the trap.
Name one of the zero
say,
books you've read about
book,
quantum
bro.
Mechanics, please.
Crazy.
Crazy that you claim to have read a book about quantum mechanics, but you can't name one.
I'm not going to feed into your bullshit. I see what you're doing.
You've literally read zero books.
You actually assume that I've read zero books? Like, you
yes.
really think that I've worked my entire life on this
yes.
planet?
Yes.
Amassed all the knowledge I have,
and
I've read
a test.
Zero books.
There's a test. Like, test is, can you name one? And you can't. So you're passing my test with flying colors. Please, you need to change your username to NasaZeroBooks. That's going to be your new handle. If you like do any music or something, that should be the name of your band, NasaZeroBooks. you're muted.
You also said that those people died off, but you know they existed because you were told by somebody else, right? Isn't that having faith, like the same thing Christians do?
No,
like,
because
you know
we
that,
have
you know
no, because
that, you know
we have evidence.
And the end of all exists.
We have evidence. You
some
don't.
Guy told, what's the evidence? Some archaeological finds that
yeah,
had to do with
the fields of archaeology and paleontology,
dating,
which are scientific fields,
dating,
are
right?
evidence.
What are we talking about here, bro? So you've never seen it, but someone told you it. A bunch of guys came together and told you it, so it's true.
You
Isn't
think the earth is flat, don't you?
Is that not Christianity? That's literally the same thing as Christianity.
You think the earth is flat, don't you? Hey, zero books.
Stop insulting me. Have a conversation.
Whenever you think the earth is flat, don't you?
Chat, pay attention. When someone insults you, they're losing the argument. This is what women do. They start insulting you yourself instead of actually talking to you.
Oh,
he's
geez.
Getting cooked. I'm not a flat earther, bro. Stop trying to talk my insult.
Okay,
insult my
you talk you're actually in slow. Identical ways to flat earthers. Is that not humiliating for you?
I didn't say
you?
Anything about flat earth. I literally asked you about chocolate.
I didn't say that you claimed the earth is flat. If you were listening, what I said was you talk, you argue exactly the same way that they do. Evidence exists. This was hard to hear, but earlier it asked for evidence,
no,
and
right,
I told
bro.
It
you're
what
right.
the evidence was, hey. And then it just said, yeah, but people fake evidence. Identical to what flat earthers do. And then the whole thing about, oh, so you believe it just because somebody said so, that's faith. Identical to what flat earthers do.
Notice how this guy is, okay, you know what? You got it. Hey, you have a good day. God bless you.
Yeah, I'd run away if I were you too.
I'm not running. I will stay on this chat.
No, you're
chat
okay. Well, wipe your chin off, and then when you're done,
I'm just saying,
let's talk about the next thing you
want
to talk about.
And then throw out slugs. You're not talking to anybody. Oh, he's dumb. He can't read books. Oh, look at like have a conversation with me, bro. And don't I have not insulted you not one time. Can you stop insulting me?
No, you called me a dick writer earlier. Pretty sure you meant that as an insult.
Dick riding somebody means that you believe in something or you will follow them blindly. So yes, following evolution is dick riding. That is not insult to you. That's just a mindset. That's what dick riding means.
Okay. Well, all I heard was dick riding. So I like thought you were calling me a writer of dicks, which was meant to be an insult, but whatever. After more than 1,000 debates, I've compiled all the knowledge you need to debunk the arguments you hear from my guests into a book. Rational Answers to Stupid Questions covers evolution, the Big Bang, creationism, flat earth, and more. Order using the link below, and I will personally sign and ship you a copy today. But misinformation comes in many forms. My other book, Facts That Aren't True, debunks hundreds of false claims ranging from the human body, history, nature, animal facts, and more. I promise you'll find something in here that you've been wrong about for years. I mean, the fact that you're using that as a pejorative.
On the application, you have to read most of the posts, read the chat and the dialogue, but I can't read. Like, some people are so mind. It's like, let's not insult.
You might be able to read. You just choose not to.
You were obviously intelligent. I want to have a conversation with you, but you keep on insulting me. I don't know how we can talk about these things. Like, I don't like arguing with people, bro, but you keep on insulting people. I get it's for chat.
Stop crying. What do you want to talk about?
You want the attention. Brother, I've been trying and you keep on muting me.
Yeah, and instead of having a conversation, you keep airing out your grievances. It's not Festivus yet, okay? So what do you want to talk about?
Okay, well, have a good day, boss. You got it.
Okay, so you actually don't want to talk about anything. You didn't come up here with any ammunition. You just wanted to crow. You thought you'd be able to throw slogans at me. But I've had this conversation with not that many people dumber than you, but a lot of people brighter than you. What? You stood zero chance.
You came up
here with nothing but slogans. And now that I've said, yeah, okay, let's stop with the slogans. What do you actually want to talk about? Now you're saying you have to go. That's what happened. Just so you know. Just so everybody else knows. Name one book.
That is insane.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
I got one for you. Let's do The Kabbalion by William Walker Atkinson. Let's go off of that one. Let's go to the cult book. Instead of going off of something you wouldn't know, let's go with something you don't know so you can look it up real quick. But yeah, let's go with the Kabbalion by William Walker Atkinson. We can do that one. That's a book I actually give a fuck about. The other ones that you read are legit theories and bullshit. Like, it's hilarious too. Like, You're making fun of somebody for believing in something they didn't see, and you're doing the same thing based off somebody else's opinion, and you're doing the exact same thing with evolution. That's why I still call it a theory. But you can stand there high and mighty and say, these people are dumb as fuck, but I'm doing the same thing in a different way.
Man, this guy's a weirdo.
I never read The Kabbalion
What was the book?
This shit is hilarious, bro. It's like you guys just want to insult. No, it's not a conversation. You just want to insult people.
What's the book by William Walker Atkinson called?
The Kabbalion. A Kabbalion, either way, you can spell it. Or you can go with The Secrets of the Occult.
You're a Candace Owens fan, aren't you?
No, I don't like Candace Owens. I don't even follow most of the political stuff.
Funny enough, you talk 100% identical to her. Although you claim to have no association with flat earthers or Candace Owens, you're indistinguishable from either of them.
Wait. So because I hold opinions that are in proximity to other people, I have to be one of those people, is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying you think exactly
like
them.
That's literally what you just said.
People who you regard, people who you regard with intellectual, for fuck's sake, dude, will you just stop? People that you hold in probably intellectual contempt, you're indistinguishable from them. That should be, that should tell you something about yourself.
Name one person I hold in intellectual contempt. Name one person that I do.
I would assume flat earthers.
I just told you no 100 times. Get past flat earth. Go to something else. Get over yourself, my guy.
You hold flat earthers in intellectual contempt.
Jesus Christ, you are annoying, bro. I said no 50 times.
This is really funny. Name somebody I hold in intellectual contempt. Probably flat earthers. Stop talking about flat earthers. I'm not talking about them.
I'm not a flat earther.
You asked me to give you an example, and I did. This is like that name a book thing earlier. Name one book. I don't wanna. Name one book. Give me a subject. Quantum mechanics. I don't want to name a book about quantum mechanics. It's not me. It's you.
No, I asked you if you want to do that.
It's not me. It's you.
I said quantum mechanics, bro. You know what? I can't fall for the bait. This is what you do on live. You're good at it. You're good at it. You're really. I'm gonna lie, bro. This is the cool part. I know if I met you in real person, in real life, you would fuck with me. I know you would. I know you would. But
I mean, maybe.
You're on the internet. You're doing your thing. I'm proud of you. You got 40 people in here, and you're shitting on people for a living. You're getting their likes and all that. You know, good job. And
I don't shit on people. I stunt on them, hoes. Okay, it's different.
Oh, you're a blackie. You're a coon lover. Okay, you stunt on them, hoes. You're a coon lover. All right.
Yo, what the fuck? This video and all my videos is on my Patreon ad-free. And you can get a free copy of my first book by being a member too. Plus, your name will appear in the end credits. Thank you.